tell us a bit about yourselves.
I'm a student at Queen's. I'm in first year. I do a lot of volunteering. I started with Volunteer Now for the Belfast Marathons, and then just kind of kept going to stuff.
I'm Kendra's mum, who have three children, and I run my own business. I'm a psychologist, so I do a lot of research and strategic plan and things like that in my day job.
That's kind of awesome. I was just going to ask, for Kendra, this might be related to the studies, but not entirely connected to your daily life. What are your passions, interests? What makes you tick?
Well, yeah, I like doing psychology. I like sort of learning about people and how people act and how to help people as well. And I think that's kind of what drove me to volunteering as well, just wanting to help people. I'm also big into like photography and things like that.
I have two teenage kids, practically teenage kids. I don't have a lot of free time, but what free time I do ceramics, so I throw pots for relaxation, and I've also just got a beehive.
Do you remember the first time you volunteered?
Well, the first time I volunteered, I think, was with the Red Cross or maybe the National Trust. I was 15. Volunteering at different National Trust locations, doing events and first aid with Red Cross.
Do you remember why you got involved with Volunteer Now?
Well, I was originally finding my volunteering through the Volunteer Now, back before it was Be Collective, whenever it was the Volunteer Now website, just finding different volunteering aspects through that. And then Raquel contacted me and asked me to do the marathon then with event staff. And then I just ended up joining the event staff then.
I was doing some volunteering with a coding club for young people in Banbridge, Codododo Banbridge. So that was getting grant applications, raising money, helping settle parents and kids into the session while the mentors did all the coding with them. And Kendra helped out with that as well, right at the very start. And then I got involved with a Volunteer Now because Kendra had been asked to do the volunteering at the vaccination centre. And she said, hey, Mom, this would be good for you. You would enjoy this. She was right. I came along and I really did enjoy it.
Do you normally volunteer in the same projects or separately?
Well, I got involved with Coder Dojo first and then dragged you into it. And you got involved with Volunteer Now first and encouraged me into it, not dragged me into it, encouraged me into it.
So you kind of meet halfway there. So what do you like most about it?
It's just something different to do, I think. Like, it's different from studying, and I work, but it's a bit different from work, just to sort of gain skills and sort of like help people as well. It's quite nice to help people and sort of meet different styles of people as well that you wouldn't normally meet through like university and things. So
yeah, I think, well, this has probably been a bit different each time. So the coding club volunteering, I was involved with taking the kids to that project before I volunteered with them, and had a very specific role in that. And then it went on for months and months and months, the involvement in that. And then the Volunteer Now, I think with the pandemic, with lockdown and the restrictions, and I wasn't as busy with work, and it really gave a good opportunity of, you know, there's an opportunity here to do something useful that, yes, it gets you out of the house, but hopefully is going to help get us all out of this pandemic a bit quicker. So it was really good that way. And nice to meet different people, you know, no matter who you meet in the volunteer team, they're all from very different backgrounds, but they're there because they want to help people. So it's a good bunch of people to be around.
Are there any funny stories or interesting moments from your volunteering journey that you would like to share?
I don't know.
Is that a moment you can share, Kendra, that you've just remembered?
No,
I think for me, one of the standout, and it's not with the vaccination centre, but one of the standout moments for me for volunteering with the Coder Dojo project was we took the kids down to Dublin to a coding event, and the club won coolest dojo in the world, which was quite a big thing. And they brought the kids up, our ninjas in the group, up onto the stage, and the mentors went up onto the stage. But then there were another couple of volunteer parents, myself and Anna, who weren't going to go up on the stage, but they insisted we did because we're all part of the volunteer group. And that was really nice that that happened.
Whenever I volunteered at the National Trust for Easter, painting kids' faces, and that was quite interesting. You met quite a lot of different people there.
The vaccination thing's probably getting to see Kendra directing people about.
It is a weird time that we need to volunteer to see family.
But just the things that I suppose volunteering encourages you to do things yourself that you maybe don't think you can do. And, you know, that's really great. But I think when you're volunteering with family, it gives you the chance to see your family do things as well, which is really cool.
It was funny. I actually brought Dad to one of the Belfast marathons that I volunteered at. We were directing traffic for the marathon, and it was funny to see Dad because I've never seen my dad in that sort of a scenario, like talking to people and things like that. It was a bit weird to see. But yeah, no, he was the same. He said that it was really different and it was just something good to do. So it's. The weirdest thing I've experienced in my 4 years of volunteering is seeing my dad.
Direct traffic.
Anything else that you would like to take this opportunity to share?
I mean, I think if anyone's thinking about volunteering, give it a go, because it's not that you have to sign up to do something like a day a week for the rest of your life. You know, for all the different things you get to try out, there'll be something there that you enjoy. So, you know, it might just be an hour that you can give of your time, or it might be a day, but there'll be something there that interests you. But I think that surprised me just how many different types of things there are you can get involved with.
You can just go to a one-off thing if you just kind of want to get out and do something. It doesn't have to be, especially whenever I'm sort of like working and at uni, I can't really commit myself to like one day a week. So it's still nice to be able to help people in your own free time as well. You're not kind of pushed into doing it regularly. So I think that's really good. If you don't have a lot of free time, you can still do like one event and it still makes a massive difference, even though you're only sort of given like a day of your time.
This is completely out of sequence, but probably the funniest thing that happened to me at the vaccination centre was we have different stations in the vaccination centre, so we all have different responsibilities, but I was in charge of opening the door and letting people out after they've had their vaccination, and there was an elderly priest was coming out the door, and I had been talking to him earlier because I'd been doing the queue at that stage. And a really, really nice, lovely, friendly man. And he obviously was wanting to bless me, and because of social distancing, couldn't. So he took his hat off, and he bopped me on the head with his hat and said, "Bless you, you're a child of God," and went on his way. And I did not know what to say to him. But it was a lovely moment now, and one that I will remember.